Blackstone Audio presents The Wind Through the Fence by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Tom Weiner. 1. The fucking thing was heavy. 16 pounds of metal on a 2-pound piece of ash. 18 pounds. Already heavy when the foreman handed it down from the truck 10 minutes after dawn held a match to the morning sky. By 9 o'clock, it weighed a goddamn ton. By noon, my arms were on fire, and by quitting time, I couldn't feel where the pain ended and I began. I'd eat too little, drink too much, throw up, and shamble off to bed, praying that I'd die in my sleep rather than hear that bugle. The bugle, man. You couldn't stop it. Only one thing in the world more relentless than that motherfucking bugle. It was the reason the bugle got us up. To build the fence, to fix the fence, to extend the fence, to maintain the fence. The fence, the fence, the goddamned fence. We talked about the fence. Nobody talked about what was on the other side of it. Each and every morning, the bugle scream would tear me out of the darkness and kick me thrashing back into the world. Almost every morning, they gave us fence guys Sunday off. We were supposed to use the day for praying. Not sure exactly what we were praying for. Suicides were highest on Sundays, so hang any meaning on that you want. Me? I used Sundays to get drunk and try to catch up on sleep. Yeah, I know that drunk sleep doesn't do shit for the body. But who do you know that can sleep without booze? Maybe some of those lucky fucks who scavenged good headphones from a store, or the ones who pop their own eardrums. No one else can get to sleep with that noise. The moaning. Even after the fear of it wore off, and that was a long damn time ago, when you lie there in the dark and hear the moaning, it makes you think. It makes you wonder. Why? Are they in pain? Is it some kind of weird-ass hunting cry? Are they trying to communicate in the only way they know how? I shared a tent for 2 weeks with a guy who was always trying to philosophize about it. Not sure what his deal was. Some kind of half-assed philosopher. Probably a poet or writer back when that mattered. Some shit like that. Everybody called him Preach. He'd lay there on his cot, fingers laced behind his head, staring up at the darkness as the dead moaned and moaned, and he'd tell me different ideas he had about it. Theories. He'd number them, too. Most nights he had 2 or 3 stupid theories. Demons speaking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?